The 11th parak focuses on the mitzvah of Reishis Hagetz. What is the mitzvah of Reishis Hagetz? So it's based on a pasuk in Dvarim, parak Yud Ches, pasuk Dalit, v'Reishis Getz, Tzoncha Titenlo. When you are going to shear your sheep, you have to give some of it to the Kohen. On a Deraisa level, the Torah doesn't tell us how much has to be given, but on a rabbinic level, Chazal said it has to be 1/60. So when somebody comes and removes wool from his sheep, when he shears them, that is the portion that has to be given to the Kohen. We are going to start out with Mishnah Aleph, talking about the mitzvah in general, and then we're going to contrast it with the mitzvah that we just had in the prior perek of the matanos. Reishis Hagetz, Mishnah Aleph says as follows, Reishis Hagetz, literally, the first of the fleece, noheg ba'aretz uvechutz la'aretz, we are noheg in Eretz Yisrael and outside Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara brings a dissenting view that it's only in Eretz Yisrael, and that is the common practice today, that this is only a mitzvah in Israel, not outside of Israel, bifnei ha'bayis, v'shalo bifnei ha'bayis, whether we have a beis hamikdash or whether we don't have a beis hamikdash, b'chulin avalo b'muktashin. It's only chulin animals owned by people, but not animals that have been donated to the Beis HaMikdash. Now we're going to compare this mitzvah of Reishis Hagetz to the mitzvah of the prior perek, Chomer Bezroa uvelchayam uvekeva. We are actually stricter when it comes to the matanos. The matanos are the foreleg, jaws, and stomach that are given to the kohen when somebody shachs a chulin animal. Mir Reishis Hagetz, relative to Reishis Hagetz, in two areas we're stricter when it comes to the matanos. What are those? Number one is Shazroa uvelchayam uvekeva. When it comes to the matanos, no, that mitzvah applies whether we are dealing with bakar, which is cattle, in other words, sheep, and son, which are flocks, goats, and also beremuba umermuat, whether we are having whether we're shechting a lot of animals or only one, muat would be only one, that mitzvah is going to apply of giving the matanas to the coin. On the other hand, v'reishis hagetz eino noeg ela berachelus, when it comes to the shearing of the wool that is given to the coin, that applies only if we are dealing with sheep. Sheep is going to be from tzon, so that is sheep. Ve'eino noeg ela b'meruba, and also it only applies if we are dealing with a number of sheep, if we are shearing a number of sheep at once. So now Mishnah Beis is going to tell us, how much is that if we're doing a significant amount of sheep, then the mitzvah applies. If it's not meruba, just muat, a little bit, few sheep, then it's not going to apply. So v'kamahu meruba, what does that mean? So it's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai omrim shtei rechelos, the minimum is two sheep. If you're doing two sheep, then the mitzvah applies. If it's only one sheep, then it doesn't apply. Shenemar yechaye esh eish eglas bakar ushtei tzon. It's a pasuk in Yeshayahu that says shtei tzon, in defining what is tzon. Our mitzvah of Reishis Hagetz, the pasuk says Reishis Getz Tzon Chatitenlo. It only applies to Tzon, and here it says what is Tzon in this pasuk in Yeshayahu? It's two. So Beis Shammai learns that a minimum of two. If you're shearing two sheep, that is when the mitzvah is going to apply. But if it's less than that, the mitzvah is not going to apply. Beis Hillel Omrim Chamesh. Beis Hillel says no, it's a minimum of five. That's when the mitzvah applies, and he brings a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph Shenemar Chamesh Tzon Asuyos. There are five tzon when you are doing them. That is in the drushes as follows. It's asui. You are obligated. This is what triggers the mitzvah to you. That's the asiya, is when you are shearing five tzon, defining tzon as five. Now we're going to have a machlokas in the Shita Beis Hillel. We're going with Beis Hillel that a minimum of five shearing wools, where we're shearing five sheep, that's when the obligation kicks in. Now we're going to discuss, but how much do you have to shear from each of the sheep in order for the mitzvah to apply? Rabbi Dosa ben Arkanas Omer, Chamesh Rechelos, I agree with Beis Hillel, minimum of five, but goes Azos Mane, Mane Upras, it has to be that you are shearing a minimum of 1.5 Mane from each and every one of those sheep, chayavas bereishis hagetz. That's when the mitzvah is going to apply. That comes out to approximately the weight of 22 ounces or 622 grams from each sheep. And even if only one of them is less, then the mitzvah doesn't apply. It has to be five sheep, and each of them has 1.5 manah weight coming off of the shearings of the wool. V'chachamim omrim, we agree with you that Beis Hillel, we paskin like, that it's a minimum of five, chamesh rechelos. However, gozuzos kol shen, it's a much lower standard. Literally means nothing. It doesn't matter if even the smallest amount you take off from each of them, but the Gemara explains that chachamim also do have a minimum. It's not nothing, but relative to Rabbi Dosi, it's much less. So that's why the Mishnah says kol shen. V'kama nosnim lo. So if somebody has a significant amount of reishis hages, he wants to divide it up between kohanim. Why should I just give it to one kohen? I've sheared a number of sheep and I have a good amount of wool to divide up. How much is the minimum that has to be given to each of the kohanim? Mishkal chamesh laim b'Yehuda. It has to be the weight, the minimum weight of 5 solim, which is a coin in Yehuda. Shehen eser slaim b'galil, which is equal to the 10 slaim in Galil. This is the same weight, but simply they had different coins, and the coins in the Galil weighed half of that in Yehuda. So when it came to the Yehuda, it was 5 of their slime coins, and when it came to the Galil, it was 10 of their much smaller slime coins. So that would be the minimum weight that somebody would have to give of the wool to a kohen in order to be a proper matana, as we'll see shortly. Miluban velotzoi. And when you're giving it, you were computing in the weight only the clean wool. If you have dirt, that's velotzoi. If you have dirt involved, you have pebbles and dirt and stuff like that, that would not be included in the weight. It has to be real wool, clean wool that we are giving. And why does it have to be this minimum amount, this minimum weight of 5 sela in Yehuda? Kedei lasod mimenu begad katan, because we want to give something that a kohen can use. It has to be something functional for him. And the smallest begad that a kohen uses when he's being mesharit, when he's doing the avodah in the base of Mikdash, would be his belt. So it has to be enough that he could make a belt that he could use in the base of Mikdash. And titen lo, in the pasuk that we're talking about, vereishis get soncha titen lo. The focus here is on the netina, giving him something. Shebo kedei matana. And netina means something that could be a gift, something that's significant, something that is going to be beneficial for him. It can't be just a tiny amount. So that would be what Chazal said is the amount of 5 sela would be a proper matana, proper gift to the kohen. Continuing, lo he speak litno lo ad shvao. We're talking about somebody who really didn't want to do the mitzvah here. And what he did was he made a significant change in the wool before he gave it. He dyed it, D-Y-E-D, changed the color, pink, purple, blue, whatever color it may be. This is a person that Mefarshim explained he didn't want to do the mitzvah. He made a change on something that's not his. He's a goslin. And he stole the wool. He's potter from the mitzvah. He lost the opportunity and can no longer do the mitzvah because he significantly changed the wool that he should have given. Libno velotzvo. However, if he just cleaned it, but he didn't dye it chayav, that's not a significant change. He's still obligated in the mitzvah. Halokeh gez tzono shel nochri. How about if somebody buys just the wool on the still on the sheep of a non-Jew? So a non-Jew owns the animal. Somebody says, I'm buying what grows out of the animal. I'm going to buy the wool. Pater me reishis hages. He is not obligated to do reishis hages. As the Bartanur explains, reishis hages applies to the owner of the animal. If somebody doesn't own the animal, but he just bought the wool on an animal, he doesn't have a mitzvah of reishis hages. How about if you buy the wool that's growing on an animal from a Jew? So who is going to be obligated in the mitzvah? Is it going to be the owner of the animal, or is it going to be the purchaser of the wool? So it depends. Im shir hamocher, if the one who sold the wool retained some ownership of some of the wool, so he kept some of the wool on some of his animals and he sold the rest of it, hamocher chayv, it's going to be the seller is going to be obligated. And the rationale here is that the seller would not sell something that's owned by the kohen. The kohen owns the reishis hages, so that he retained for himself, and he is going to be obligated to give the reishis hages, the wool, on the entire amount, even the wool that he sold to the purchaser. Lo shir, however, if the seller didn't maintain any ownership in the wool, he sold all of the wool to the purchaser, in that situation, the purchaser is going to be obligated in the midst. So the seller is going to say, I didn't charge you for what I don't own. I didn't charge you for the reishis hages. It's simply, I sold you everything. You paid me a set price. I didn't include in the price in the reishis hages. And now it's your obligation. It's in your hands to give it to the kohen. Hayu lo shnei minim. Again, we have this seller. And we said before that there's a distinction. If he retains some ownership in the wool, if he maintains a small part of it, then he has to give the reishis hages and all of it. If he sold all of it to somebody, then the purchaser is going to have to give it. How about the situation where we have a seller and he has two types of sheep? One has higher quality, one has lower quality. So hayulo shnei minim, has two types of sheep, shchufos ulevanos. For example, one is gray, one is white. The gray one, that's the wool is gray, that's lower quality, and the white is higher quality. And here, machal shchufot aval lo levanot. And what he did was he sold the lower quality and he retained for himself the higher quality. So he sold 10 sheep, he retained 10. The 10 he kept himself with the higher quality, the white ones. Or similarly, zacharim aval lo nekevos. He had had male and female, and the females have higher quality wool. He sold off the males. In this situation, zenosen le'atzmo v'zenoten le'atzmo. Each of them is going to have to give for himself. Why? Because even though the seller retained ownership of some of it, because he retained ownership of the better wool, he had in mind, obviously, that he's not going to be giving for the purchaser, he's going to be giving lower wool. He's not going to give his better wool in order to do the mitzvah, or somebody who can give worse wool to do the mitzvah. So accordingly, in this situation, even though the seller retained ownership of some wool, but because it was two different types of wool and he retained ownership in the higher quality, the seller is going to give reishis sages for the sheep that he retained, and the purchaser is going to have to give do the mitzvah reishis sages for the wool that he purchased. And again, here it's selling the wool, and that's very important. It's not selling the animals. It's selling the wool. So even though he sold just the wool, but because he sold just the wool on the lower quality animals, that's why the purchaser is going to be obligated in this situation.